Hey, this is Q, the cash gifting expert, www.thecashgiftingexpert.com. Go check out my story. But anyway, today's Q Box is entitled Pukies Part 2. This is an actual follow-up to a newsletter that I did a while back. The title of that was I Hate It When. I hate it when pukies puke all over you. I was talking about individuals that have a very negative mindset that want to put you down anytime you start talking about doing anything positive, about taking your life to the next level in any area. It doesn't matter, but mainly money, because money is such an emotional subject for 95% of the people. Now, I decided to do this follow-up because a couple of days ago, had a conversation with one of my teammates. They were all fired up. They were talking about sharing what we do, you know, with their friends and family. And when they did that, they got beat up on real bad. They got puked on really, really bad. So they called me, and, of course, they needed some encouragement. And what I told them, I'm going to tell you, because I feel that this is very, very important, and everyone needs to hear this. If you are someone who does not have an extremely strong mindset, don't even waste your time sharing your dreams and goals with people who are not like-minded. Don't even waste your time talking about them, period, with people. And the reason why is because 95% of them have a negative mindset, a mindset that's so steeped in poverty, so steeped in failure, and so steeped in disappointment that anything positive that comes into their circle of influence, they automatically put it down. And if you don't have a strong mindset and these people puke on you like that, you're not going to be able to deal with it. It's going to put fear and doubt in your head. And I can tell you, that fear and doubt totally destroys your confidence, and anything you touch in that mindset is destroyed. I don't care what it is. It can be EchoSolve. It can be any other business. It can be anything, anything. It doesn't even have to be connected to making money. But when you're in that mindset where your confidence is gone, and you have fear and doubt, anything that you try to do in that mindset is finished. It's finished before you even start. You're not going to have any success in that area. But why do these people do this? Here's the reason. Imagine you're making $26,000, $30,000 a year, right? You got a bunch of friends that basically make the same or a little less money than you do, right? You all eat at the same places, you know, you hang out at the same places, you know, you live in the same neighborhood, you know, the cars that you drive are basically within the same price range and things like that. But now one person steps ahead of the crowd and says, well, you know what? I've been driving a Honda now for maybe about 7 years, 10 years, you know. I've been driving a Honda, but you know what? I don't want to drive a Honda anymore. I want to drive a BMW. I want to drive a Mercedes. I want to make that leap from a Honda to a BMW. I want a Beamer, or I want a Benz now. And you know what? I don't want to live in this neighborhood anymore. I want to make the jump from living in, you know, a $200,000 house to living in a $600,000, $700,000 house, right? And you know what? I'm tired of only making $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year, whatever it is, right? I want to start making $100,000 a year. I want to start making $1 million a year. When you start talking like that, all of a sudden, you throw everyone around you into a frenzy. Their mind, it can't compute. They don't understand. What do you mean? What do you mean you don't want to drive a Honda anymore? Oh, you think you're better than me? You know, I drive a Honda. So now all of a sudden you can't live in this neighborhood. Now, you know, now you want to get rich, huh? You want to live in a $600,000, $700,000 house. You know, it's not good enough for you where you live now. Now, all of a sudden, you're so into money. Now you want to make more money. And anything that you bring up, they're going to put it down, because once you start doing just 5% more than the person standing next to you, then those people that you hang around right now, they have that fear that you are going to win. And if you win, them standing next to you makes them look like what? The opposite, losers. You show them that there's more to life than a lottery and a job. You show them that, yeah, you can dream and dreams can come true. You're showing them that, listen, you can go out there and get a bigger home, live in a better neighborhood. get a bigger car, you know, a better car. You can make more money. You're showing them that all of that is possible instead of them sitting around complaining all the time, standing around a water cooler talking about what they saw on TV last night, complaining about their bills, complaining about their kids and their spouse and how small their house is and everything else. You show them that, look, you could do a couple of things. You can keep complaining about it, or you could shut up and do something about it. That's what I'm doing. I'm tired of talking. But here's the thing. Once you start talking, you better make for damn sure that you follow through. You better make sure that you walk your talk, because once you start talking, once you put it out there, if you don't follow through and you don't make it happen, you already know what's following that. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to stand back and point. They're going to say, I told you. I told you so. I told you that wasn't going to work. But you know what? See, someone like me, I'm telling you, I have an extremely, extremely strong mindset. See, back then, more than 10 years ago, when I was telling my friends and telling my family, I got laughed at, I got mocked, I got puked on, but you know what? I didn't care because I was not going to be denied. You know what I told them when they were standing there laughing and everything that shut them up? I said, listen, you can laugh, you can point, you can mock, you can puke. You can say and do whatever you want, but guess what? It's not going to change my mind. If I fall flat on my face 100 times, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to jump right back up, and I'm going to try it again. I'm going to change my approach until I make it work, and that's the difference between me and you. You're weak. You know, when I said that, guess what? They stopped laughing. And you know what? When I pulled up and my first brand new car, after I went through all of that struggle, when I pulled up in a brand new, spanking brand new, $40,000 Lexus SUV that was paid for in full, they weren't laughing. They weren't laughing. I don't even need to go on from there. They haven't been laughing since. If you are someone who wants to start going around talking about what you're going to do, you better make sure you follow through so you can shut up those naysayers. Beyond that, if you're not that strong yet, if you don't have that much confidence yet, if your mindset is just not there yet and you can't deal with those pukies, keep your dreams and your goals to yourself. Work on them quietly. Let your success shine, and it will do all the talking. You don't need to walk around and brag. You don't need to talk about how much money you got and, you know, I got a bigger house now and I got this and I got that. You don't even have to do it because it's going to show. And all of those people around you, they are going to be astonished, and they're going to be coming to you. Wow, how did you do that? How can I do it? Can you help me? Who are you hanging with now? Things like that. That's what's going to happen. So my major, major reason, again, for doing this is to just get this point across. It is very serious for you that when you are talking about making a leap, mainly right now we're talking about success with money, okay, and with some material things that you want to make the leap with, because obviously you don't just want some green pieces of paper with dead people on them. You want that money for what it can do. And most people want money because they want to do stuff. They want to be able to drive a nice car. They want to be able to get a better house. They want to, you know, they want to get a boat. They want to, you know, open up some kind of art gallery, whatever. I've heard things like that before. They want to be able to, you know, take fancy trips. They want to put their kids in private school and pay for college and so forth and so on. That's what they want the money for. So when you start talking about that, realize that those dreams and goals are very, very important to you. So it's serious when you start talking about it. Be careful who you talk around. You might talk around a wrong person who wants to steal your idea. They'll tell you it's stupid. Yeah, it's not going to work. But then they steal your idea, and because they actually have the gumption and some capital to make it happen a whole lot faster than you, you wake up one day and find out somebody stole your idea and made it happen because you were just talking, standing still, and they said, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to move on it, and I got the money. So be careful, you know, who you talk around. Be very careful, again, if you don't have a strong mindset, do not talk to individuals who are not going to reinforce what you're doing. This is Q. Talk to you soon on the next Q Box. I'm getting ready to record it in about 10 minutes. The title of that Q Box is going to be Q Crosses the Line, and it's about a new set of flyers that I just put together for my team. Take care.